Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. We've got freshman offensive lineman Logan Harris joining us here on the program. Logan, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. All right. First things first, I know you being in Torrington, that's right smack dab in the middle of where the eclipse is going to be. They're going to get the totality. You're going to kind of be bummed out. You're not going to see that in full swing coming up next week?
Oh, not really.
No,
I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty of videos on social media about it, stuff like that. So I actually kind of forgot about it since I got here. Like, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, oh, crud, that's next week. So it's just time's been flying.
Well, see, you guys will probably be out on the practice field, so you'll get a little bit of a glimpse of it whenever it's going on. You might have to turn the lights on at the stadium.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be kind of cool.
Man, it's been a whirlwind summer for you, Logan. Is it kind of nice for the last 2.5 weeks to really be in, you know, kind of a rhythm, you know, kind of a routine as opposed to how crazy and hectic the summer was?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, like, all of our, like, work and conditioning and stuff like that in the summer, like, is now carrying over to football. Now we're applying stuff to football and stuff like that, and you're just getting a more football feel for it. And, definitely getting in a routine of practices and stuff and playing with your teammates and getting a bond together. It's definitely something that I'm enjoying.
So this was the first year that college football programs, there were no two-a-day practices for fall camp. I'm sure that was a welcome thing for you to miss out on some two-a-days now, right?
Yeah, it was something nice to hear, not having twice a day. But this is also a pretty long month.
Would Coach Linhart, would you have two-a-days in Torrington with Coach Linhart?
I think this year I've been talking to him a little bit, and they said if they had, like, the attendance of, say, 80 players there, that they wouldn't do two-a-days during the fall. So
okay.
I'm not sure if they did or not.
Logan, you found yourself right smack dab in the middle of a competition for the center spot there on the offensive line. Were you surprised when that happened, or is that just a dedication to kind of the work you have put in to put yourself in that position?
I don't know. It kind of definitely did surprise me, but I also knew that spot was going to be open for at least the first 3 weeks of camp, and nothing was going to be solidified. So, I definitely was working hard and at least taking extra mental reps and stuff like that and bettering myself just to see if I would play a role in that position. And now it's all coming together, and I'm really glad I did.
Did you know that center was going to be an option during the summer? Was that the position you were going to be in, or did it just kind of, hey, we're going to put you here and let you see what you can do?
No, it definitely was a option during the summer. Like, on Wednesday mornings we would do 7-on-7, and I would be snapping to the quarterbacks and stuff like that in the morning, and like during the playbooks I was learning all center positions. Like the first like 2 days here at camp I actually did roll in at guard a little bit, but it kind of got ruled out.
Okay, so are you down with the center position? Had you played that at all in high school? Were you preparing yourself at all for that? You mentioned during 7-on-7s and stuff. And what kind of adjustments, if any, did you have to kind of learn at that position?
No, yeah, I played strictly center my sophomore year. And then junior and senior year, I played all over the ball, mm-hmm. center, guard, and tackle and stuff like that. But I knew I definitely would be falling in to the center position because losing Chase Riley and stuff like that, they'd have to find a replacement. And knowing that Gavin Rush, he was a guard before and stuff like that, I did practice a lot in the spring with my snaps and stuff like that. And it's definitely showing off up here during practice and stuff like that. So, yeah, I did have the indication that I was going to be playing guard here.
What do you think? So, is the hardest part about that position? What are some of the things that you've really had to work on to put yourself in the position that you are? What did you improve on and at that position?
At this position, you can't like, you just have to keep your cool all the time. Like, if you mess up the play, like, you don't get the snap count off or something like that. You just have to go on to the next play, and you can't carry that play on over. You just have to flush it all the way, because that's crucial. You're the one to get the ball to the snaps that starts the play and stuff like that, so it's definitely a difficult part, but just being able to keep your cool and stuff like that is definitely helped me through the process of camp.
So, trying to imagine this, and you probably have, September 2nd rolls around, and you probably know prior to that if you're going to be, you know, the guy making the start, what do you think is going to go through your mind at that point, you know, on the road at Iowa, you know, 50, 60,000 people, and it's your first game as a Division I college football player? What do you think that is going to be like for you?
I'm just going to play football. That's all I really can do at that point. It's just a game. I ain't going to let it bug me any more than it should and stuff like that. Just got to keep relaxed and just play it like how I know how.
Definitely so. What has fall camp been like? I mean, is it comparable to anything that you've been through before? Was it kind of like a shock the first practice, or did you feel pretty comfortable from the get-go?
No, it definitely wasn't a shock first practice. I'm really, really enjoying it, taking in all this learning and new technique and stuff like that. And, like, just having everything fall together and, like, what you've been taught, it all falls together and stuff like that. But it's definitely demanding. It's very high-paced. And you have to be a sponge and absorb as much information as you can and stuff like that just to make you a better person and stuff. So, like, yeah, it definitely wasn't a shock, but I haven't done anything like this. It's pretty high paced, but I'm definitely enjoying it.
You know, talked to Coach Fuchs, and he said, you know, he's got no problem with, you know, rotating linemen in and out. That just goes to show, I would think, that how deep of a position that is. If you can, you know, bring in linemen, you know, some plays and stuff like that, give you guys a break instead of having to rely on five guys every single play. Do you like the fact that you could be rotating in and out? And, you know, what about the depth for the offensive line?
Yeah, that definitely would be nice. And, like, when we're doing team, there's a lot of rotations and stuff like that, the guards, the centers and stuff. And, yeah, I like the idea. It gives people a break, and it also helps you, like, learn more. Like, definitely, like, when I get rotated out, seeing mental reps and seeing how the play is, like, supposed to unfold and stuff like that definitely helps me and stuff. But I think rotating players in and out on the O-line would help giving people a break and stuff like that.
Very good. What's it like snapping the ball to a guy who's probably going to be in an NFL camp next year?
It's pretty cool. It definitely is really cool.
Very good. Hey, Logan, thank you so much for the time, and got a whole state rooting for you, man, and we appreciate the time. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.